Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Mari Cornejo, and this is episode 2, Keep Punching. Today, I'm just wanting to update a few people out there and who listen and who care to listen. I am moving tomorrow, and I'm going to be driving out to the West Coast with a friend, and we're going to be stopping along the way in a few places and interviewing some MMA fighters, some boxers, and so it's going to be a great, very long trip, but I'm actually pretty excited about driving out there. I want to take pictures at every single a welcome sign to that state. My mind is going blank right now. I can't think about it. But the purpose for this catch-up little episode is as I was finishing loading my first car, I was organizing all my boxing gloves and my shoes, my boxing shoes, all my boxing gear. And I stood there and I was just staring at all the things, and I got a little emotional, I'm gonna say. I got emotional because I'm leaving Miami, and when I first got here to Miami, I came out without permission. I was dealing with some court things, and they wouldn't allow me to come out here, so I actually risked a lot, I just knew it. I knew I had to come out here. I knew I had to take that risk, and I was very afraid. I came, from Washington State to Miami. It's from corner to corner, so I didn't know what was going to happen, but I just knew I had to go out there and experience it and get myself in front of a few people that I had in mind and that I knew were going to be out here. And I did it. I came out here with one pair of gloves. it was like a $30 type of glove. And I was starting from the bottom of where, I had previously, left off. I lost everything, every single item that I owned. I lost it all. So, mentally it was, I think it was good. It was good because I needed to work hard once again. And, that, not that I wasn't working hard before, but you're just so much more hungrier when you have nothing. And, you risk it all because what do you have to lose? But, so I came out here with just one pair of gloves, and I now look in my back seat, and I have, I kid you not, about 15 to 20, pairs of gloves that companies have sent me, and boxing shoes, and paddles, and all this workout equipment. And my belt, and the WBC belt. I'm now returning to the West Coast with all that. And I'm just so proud of myself. I can honestly say I'm very proud of myself and the people that I've met out here because of, that risk. And I was afraid, yes, but you just got to learn how to move forward with that fear. I don't know if that makes sense to any of you guys, but you have to learn how to continue on with whatever it is that you're wanting to do with that fear. Just because you're afraid doesn't mean that you have to just stand there and, just be frozen and not make the next move because you're afraid. Everybody's afraid of something new, something of the unknown, So once I find myself that I'm in my comfort zone or a bubble, my comfort bubble, I try to step out of it and I make myself uncomfortable because that's the only way you're going to grow. But I am so, so thankful for every single person that I have met. I've met so many great people. Even though everybody that I have met has served a purpose in my life, and I hope I've served a purpose in their life as well. And some, you know, in the beginning it was difficult, and I truly want to apologize to anybody that I hurt while I was hurting. And I never meant anything out of an evil place. It was just me trying to figure myself out and try to be happy and not allow me being not active as a fighter define me. And I truly just was hurting, and I believe I hurt people while I was hurting, and I am so sorry for anybody who I hurt while I was hurting. I was just trying to make, I was just trying to be happy. And I hope anybody who's listening can try to find, you know, peace within themselves and be happy. Do what you want to do, but make sure you're doing it out of a good place in your heart and never with the intention to hurt anybody. Because I truly believe, and I know this myself, like I truly believe that I, whatever it is that I decide to do, or whoever it is I come in contact with in life, I try not to do anything, or I not even try. I know in my heart I'm not doing anything intentionally to hurt anybody. I would love for them to teach me something and for me to teach them something as well. But I'm just so thankful for everyone that I've met out here. And they're at Matt Beimani's boxing club or gym. everyone there that I met and that were so supportive and helpful. And they played a huge part in my life and my stay here in Miami for a short time. I mean, October 15th, 2014 was when I moved out here, and tomorrow, October 5th, 2015, it's not even, you know, 10 days before a 1 year anniversary of me being out here, is when I'm moving back to the West Coast. And I truly believe, you know, I came out here with a purpose and I accomplished that. And I'm going back with a WBC belt, and now I have other great opportunities out there that, you know, that's the reason why I'm moving out back out there. But I'm also going to be closer to my family. And all I want in my life is stability and to be close to my family and to be spending time with them. To me, that's my time off. That's my party time. Spending time with my family is something that I hold dear in my heart, and I don't get to do that, and I haven't gotten to do that in the past because I've been so far away and with potential fights, you know, happening and then them falling through, and I've missed so many holidays, birthdays, and just great gatherings. And I want that to be my main focus on not being absent in those great, you know, memory building moments. So I'm so thankful for everybody. And I'm trying not to get emotional, but like truly, I couldn't have done it without every single one of you guys. And all I want to say is just continue to say is I'm so thankful for Matt's gym, the Santiago, Rich, and Matt Beimonte. You guys did so much for me, and I wouldn't be in the position that I am now to be able to move forward if it wasn't for you guys. I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. Like, I truly am appreciative of you guys. And everyone that I met because of, you know, the relationship with them, I'm so blessed. I feel extremely blessed. And I still have much more to accomplish, and there's still so much to be done. But I believe on taking the next step, not being afraid to take that next step again and again and again. You got to take that next step. You can't be afraid. You got to move wherever the opportunity is. And unfortunately, I'm not going to stay young forever. And there's a very, you know, I can't stay in boxing for 30 more years. Lord knows I don't want to stay in box for 30 more years. I want to be doing something else. I want to be evolving. I want to grow into something else, do what I'm, you know, continuing to do what I'm passionate about. I love boxing. Boxing has given me a voice. Boxing has challenged me in many ways that I truly believe I wouldn't be challenged if I didn't take on boxing. And I feel like the luckiest girl out there, even with, you know, those who are extremely close to me, they know what's really going on. And even with all that, like, I can still wake up every morning and thank God every morning because he's given me another day to have that opportunity to go out there and continue to fight for my dreams and show people that, you know, whatever you work hard towards and whatever you truly can see, visually see, you have to see it before it's yours. You wake up every morning and that's on your mind. You go to sleep every night and that's on your mind. Why not go out and do it? If God gave you that vision, with hard work, persistence, dedication, not losing sight of that when you have your ups and downs in life, it's not going to be easy at all. But if you see it, if you continue to see it through that darkness, it's yours already. It's yours. You just got to continue to move forward. So, yeah, I'm starting off my next new chapter tomorrow, and I'm so excited. I'm very excited. I just wanted to tell you guys how appreciative I am of each and every one of you. And I will update you guys along the way. And I can't wait for you guys to hear the interviews. And it's actually going to be visually, too. This is going to be on YouTube and on a certain channel on YouTube. I'll put out the information on my Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, at Mahdi Korn on Twitter. And on Instagram, it is at Mahdi Cornejo Boxing. So hope you guys are enjoying your weekend. And continue on to do good, be nice to people, show love, and forgive, but don't forget, of course. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. This is episode 2 with Keep Punching. I am Mahdi Cornejo, signing off with much love, and I will speak to you guys once again.